So Lauren said, hey, would you be interested in coming out and filling in here for 3 months? You know, I looked on the map. I'm like, the Aleutian Islands. And I looked way out there on Alaska. And I said, sure, you know, I can go anywhere for 3 months. Who can't? And of course, fell in love with it. And I ended up staying almost a year.
And tell me about your very first story for KUCB. I know it was a big one.
My very first story was covering a board meeting of the Museum of the Aleutians, and it was the Bible story. An employee came to the board and said that she had house sat for Zoya Johnson, who was then the executive director, and that she had found an artifact from the museum's collection in Zoya's home. And the board really didn't, you know, they deliberated what they should do about it. And then they decided to put her on paid administrative leave. And so I simply reported that. And I was immediately attacked by Zoya. You know, she was going to sue me and she was going to sue KUCB. And here, this is my first day. This is my first assignment. And it really upset me to the point where I got hives. I broke out in hives because I was so upset about this. John Ryan, you know, he had edited my story. And so we went back over it word for word. And we made sure that, you know, there was no errors and there was no, I was just simply reporting on a public meeting. But it was really, you know, it was very unpleasant to go to a very small town and have that be my first experience where I've completely alienated and made a very potent enemy out of a member of the city council, and who is also the executive director of the museum, and who has a lot of friends and history there. And here, who am I just showing up and just reporting on a public meeting? Yet it was definitely a case of, you know, let's kill the messenger.
That is a very intense way to start a new job, for sure. And I know that all or most of KUCB's reporters have found themselves in at least somewhat similar situations covering the sensitive issues in our small community. What did you learn from the experience?
Well, it made me a better reporter, that's for sure. Because when you have to, you know, when you have to go about and doubt yourself, now, did I get something wrong? Was, you know, did I report everything as accurately as it transpired? And but the answer was yes. And so it kind of gave me a little bit of confidence. But it also, I really ensured that every single story I have produced since then is bulletproof because I know what can happen. And I really believe that that is crucial to fair and balanced coverage of a community. I think it's really important to have reporters come from the outside and not have reporters who have grown up there, because it's inextricably bound your personal life. It's so hard to separate that and be able to be an effective reporter. I think it's really important to have outside people come in.
And that's really interesting, I think. Because as a reporter, you definitely need some of that distance so you can do your job fairly and accurately. But at the same time, you really do need to be a part of the community and understand what's going on.
Yes, exactly. So I felt it was really a challenge to kind of go talk to the tribe and get in a position where I felt like anyone was really actually giving me any information. So that was an instance where I think it would take a lot of time to earn a position of trust as a reporter to be able to really report on the inner workings of, like, the tribe. And so I did feel like I never really got that experience. I never was there long enough to foster that trust required to report on really serious, more serious, like, kind of internal topics.
I know I'm really with you on that. I've been on the island and with KUCB for about 3 years, and it's still very difficult to get into some subjects or to access some parts of the community. It takes time and trust.
I wish I would have had more of that opportunity. I wish I, because as you said, you've been there 3 years and maybe you have to be there 10 years. I don't know how long you have to be someplace or if you're ever able to get into that position. But I can see there's a real there's a real dichotomy between that, between outside reporters coming in and being able to report in a fair and balanced and unbiased way, because you don't have connections, you don't have allegiances to one thing or biases towards, you know, another group or anything like that. So that's beneficial. But on the other hand, it's also, are you really getting into reporting that actually matters to the people that live there? So I spent a lot of time thinking about that while I was there.
And is there any chance that we'll see you back in Unalaska at some point? You know, any plans to visit?
I really want to come back. One of my greatest regrets is that I purposely stayed longer because I had my heart set on taking the ferry out of there. I bought a cabin and I was going to take it to Homer and then fly home from there. And I was booked on the first ferry of the season, and it was the Tusty. Of course, the Rusty Tusty went into the shop. It was broken, and so they canceled it. And so I had to fly out, and so that's one of my regrets. I desperately want to come back and do that trip of taking the ferry along the Aleutian Islands.